Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Let's just do morning conversation. Let's start talking about it early this morning.
Okay.
Because I think this one's going to get a lot of traction, and I'm looking forward to seeing people's answers.
Okay. What made you think that people were rich when you were a kid?
I had a couple of things that very specifically, I just assumed your family was very well off. One of those was if you had a satellite receiver.
Oh.
And I'm talking about the Buds.
Yes.
The big, ugly dish. Those huge ones in the backyard. If you had one of those, oh, you were fancy.
Okay, for me, I think if you had a big TV.
Yes.
Like one of those, what do they call them? I'm talking the huge TVs that had the huge back that was about as deep as it was wide.
You're talking about like a projection TV?
Is that what they were? We never had one, so I don't know.
Literally as big as that window behind you.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you can just buy those everywhere. They're
right.
Flat screen. Yeah.
And they're not nearly as expensive.
No. But they look better too.
Yeah. But then I just thought those were so cool. You know, man, you got to be rich if you have one of those TVs.
There was a point where the only TV we had that worked in our house was a 13-inch black and white TV. And you know what's funny? I don't remember that like affecting me negatively as a child.
Yeah.
But yeah, we ended up with a used 25-inch console TV with the big wooden cabinet.
Yes.
We bought it from my great-grandmother's estate when she went to the nursing home. And I don't think we paid hardly anything for it. And that was the first fancy TV we had. And I felt like we were loaded then. It was like, look at this. Or if your family had more than one newer car. Like if you had two cars and both of them were less than 5 years old, I just knew you had to be rich. Because there was just no way you could just do that.
Right.
You know? Yeah. If you had a swimming pool, because you couldn't just get above ground pools like you can now.
Well, like, okay, so
there weren't places to just go buy those back. You had to have somebody install that.
You grew up in Oklahoma.
Right.
Me, I was in Florida. So having a pool was more common than not.
Kind of like just owning a car.
Yeah, we had a pool, but
so you were rich.
In my mind, it didn't make us rich. I mean, it was part of the house when we bought it, you know? So that was just what it was. But we didn't have one of those big TVs. So
a big TV, a big satellite receiver, a couple of new cars, a swimming pool. Or if you had more than one phone in your house.
Oh.
And I don't mean phone lines. My house was small growing up, and for a long time, we only had the phone in the kitchen with a cord that literally stretched to two or three other rooms.
So it was a multi-purpose phone.
Yeah. It was like, I want some privacy. I'm going to walk in this other room down the hall and then shut the door. And people would trip over the cord when they were trying to walk through. The dog would grab the cord and something like that, you know? So, yeah, if you had more than one phone in your house, you were rich.
We are Quixie 98.3. Morning conversation today. What made you think people were rich when you were a kid? And so mine was the rear projection TV, you know, those huge TVs.
Yeah.
I say huge because the whole entire thing, like the rest of the TV was bigger than what the monitor actually was.
Yeah, the depth of it and the height of it was massive.
Yes. So then Zach brought up the 64 different colors, you know, Crayola crayons. And if you got the box that had the built-in sharpener, oh,
you were
so
a rich
cool.
kid. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got it up on Facebook. Lots of good comments. The Barbie Dream House, if your friend had a Barbie Dream House. If you had a basement or having more than one TV in the house, a color TV. And I do remember also, like, I used to think that people that had two-story houses were rich.
Yeah.
Because our house was one level, and we didn't have basements in Florida.
Right.
So, you know, if you had two stories, and maybe you had more money.
Yeah. The whole floor just to keep your money on. Yeah. Now, there's a lot of stuff when you're a kid, because you don't have it, you assume others must just be doing really well if they do have it.
And especially in the logic of kidness.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just not rational a lot of times with that kind of stuff. So
it just the funny things, you know, like maybe they would have a name brand where you didn't buy the name brand. Like, wow, they must have money. And it might not have even been the case. That's what they preferred.
Right.
I remember a girl moved to our town and she wore Guess jeans.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
And she couldn't believe nobody else in town wore them. Well, it was Eastern Oklahoma. It was the 80s. I just don't think they got there yet. It wasn't really lack of money other than we just didn't know about them, you know?